Hello.
Yes.
Hi, this is Rick. I'm calling you from Georgia Opinion Service. I'm calling because we're conducting an opinion poll and would like to ask you just a few questions about the issues facing the community and the nation. Are you over 18 years old?
Yes, I am.
Okay. May I ask you what year were you born, or you prefer not to say?
I was born in 1959.
Thank you. May I ask you what's your race? Just because we want to know, we have a representation from everyone.
What my age is?
No, your race, like your ethnicity.
Oh, my race. I'm black.
Oh, black. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat, thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not as strong.
Not as strong, thank you. What is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
The 11th grade.
11th grade, okay. Thank you. Next, are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When you're thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed to?
Very unsatisfied.
Very unsatisfied. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Give or take, I'm not pleased.
Would you say you're, I'm sorry, you said you approve, disapprove, or neither of that?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Okay, how favorable or unfavorable are you? Are your opinions of each of the following? Okay, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, you feel neutral, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. That's what we want to know. If you don't know or you've never heard of a person group, please let me know. I have an option for that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the first person is, how do you feel toward, in a scale from 0 to 10, how do you feel towards Joe Biden?
5.
It's neutral. Thank you. From a scale from 0 to 10, how do you feel towards Kamala Harris?
Maybe 3.
3. Thank you. On a scale from 0 to 10, how do you feel towards the Democrats in Congress?
5.
5, thank you. From a scale to 0, have you heard of Brian Kemp?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from a scale from 0 to 10, how do you feel towards Brian Kemp?
5.
5, thank you. Do you know or recognize the name of Fannie Willis?
No.
Okay, don't know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
From a scale from 0 to 10, how do you feel towards Donald Trump?
5.
5, thank you. From a scale from 0 to 10, how do you feel towards Cornel West? Or you have never heard of 5, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your boat has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your boat has no power at all, and 10 means that your boat has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
1.
1?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I feel like I don't have no power.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying that. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale of from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and the 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power. You make change on issues that matter most to your community.
0.
0?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe Black political power since 2020? Would you say it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference, it's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
Somewhat powerful.
Somewhat more or somewhat less?
Less.
Somewhat less powerful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you will definitely vote. Where 0 means you definitely will not vote. 5 means there is a 50-50 chance you will vote. And 10 means that you will definitely vote.
0.
Thank you. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
It don't matter. They're going to do what they want to do anyway.
Thank you for that. Just sticking to the options that we have a great deal, we have a little bit, we have not that much, and we have not at all. Which would you say you feel more comfortable with?
Maybe not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. If the November the 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third-party candidate? Would you vote for president, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Undecided, thank you. Now for something a little different. Has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Worse.
Worse, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of issues. They are just 6. And I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
From 0 to 10, how much priority do you think it should be for the Democrats, the criminal justice reform?
Should be a 10, but it ain't. I say 4.
Okay. From 0 to 10, how much priority do you think the Democrats should give to the gun control?
It should be 10.
Okay.
I say 10.
Thank you. From 0 to 10, how much priority do you think Democrats should give to voting rights?
10.
10, thank you. From 0 to 10, how much priority do you think Democrats should give to crime and violence?
8.
Thank you. From 0 to 10, how much importance do you think Democrats should give to the inflation or cost of living?
That would be wonderful, but it's three.
Three. Thank you. Mm-hmm. How from 0 to 10, how much priority do you think Democrats should give to the environmental justice?
It would be 10.
10. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to read you a list of issues. This is a different list. I'm going to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve or to improve your community, and 0 means that issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your communities. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the previous one, it's based on what it should be, what you think it will be the right thing to do, and this one, it's of what they've done so far, okay?
Okay.
Okay, from 0 to 10, how much from 0 to 10, how much do you think they've done on your community about the criminal justice reform?
0.
Thank you. From 0 to 10, how much do you think they've done for the gun control?
Maybe 10.
10. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
From 0 to 10, how much would you say they've done for the voting rights?
10.
Thank you. From 0 to 10, how much do you think they've done for the crime and violence in your community?
4.
Thank you. From 0 to 10, how much do you think they've done for the inflation or cost of living?
0.
Thank you. And from 0 to 10, how much do you think they've done in your community with environmental justice?
10.
10. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read you the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, or not that much, or not at all. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, the first law says, the strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments. So, how much would you say this will impact or has impacted your life? The options are a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
A great deal.
A great deal. Thank you. The second statement, the second law says, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provides more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes. How much do you think this law has impacted or will impact your life? Would you say a great deal? A fair amount.
A great deal.
A great deal. Thank you. And the last law says, in a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. How much do you think this will impact or has impacted your life? Would you say a great deal? A fair amount?
A great deal.
A great deal. Thank you. Okay. We're almost done. We're almost done. There's just two statements that I would like to read to you. There are some reasons that Black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in the 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is an extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the November. You can select any number from 0 to 10, okay, on how you think it's convincing. The first reason states, Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represent us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we continue? We will go backwards. Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia, this is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. That was the reason. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you think this is?
5.
Thank you. Okay, the last reason says, President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies. That was the reason. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you think this is?
0.
0. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't, but I like to ask you this again. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on your issues that matter to you.
0.
0. Thank you. We know it's a little way off, but what it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the November the 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you definitely will not vote, a 5 means there is a 50-50 chance you will vote, and a 10 means you will definitely vote in 2024.
5.
5. Thank you. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
A little bit.
Thank you. If the November the 5th, 2024 election, general election for president, Congress, and other states and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third-party candidate? Would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Thank you. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? How much do you trust the Fair Fight? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all? Or you have never heard of
it? Not that much.
Thank you. How much do you trust on the New Georgia Project? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all? Or you have never heard of it?
Never heard of.
Thank you. How much do you trust on the Secretary of State? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or you have never heard of it?
Not that much.
How much do you trust on pro Georgia? A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, Not at all, or you have never heard of it.
A great deal.
A great deal. Thank you. How much do you trust on local board of election? A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or you have never heard of it?
Not that much.
Thank you. How much do you trust on fair count? A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Fair amount.
Thank you. How much do you trust on Black Voters Matter? A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
A great deal.
Thank you. How much do you trust on People's Agenda? A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of it?
Never heard of it.
Thank you. Okay. These next few questions are for statistical purposes only. We have finished the survey practically. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian or gay? Or 3, bisexual? Or 4, something else?
I'm straight.
Straight, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm a widow.
Widow, you said?
Yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
All my kids are grown, gone, and on their own.
Okay.
I don't have no smile.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say you are employed full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, or a student?
Retired.
Retired, thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Do not read. Your best estimate is fine. Would you say less than 25,000? From 25 to 35,000, from 35 to 45,000, from 45 to 55,000, from 55 to 65,000, from 65 to 75,000, from 75 to 85,000, from 85 to 100,000, from 100 to 245,000, from 250,000 or more?
Less, 25 to 35.
25 to 35, thank you. Finally, we like to invite you to become a Georgian knowledge expert. What this means is we will like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgian knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgian knowledge expert?
No.
No. Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, time, and patience. We really appreciate it.
Alrighty.
Okay. Thank you so much again for completing it. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.